Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Global Diamond Broker Hard Truth Podcast, episode 82.
Is this episode 82?
I think so.
Holy, I thought last week was episode 82. It must have been episode 81.
Yeah.
Good job.
Do you want a gold star? Do you want a cookie?
Thank you very much. I want to say you look pretty as usual this week.
I was waiting for your compliment today.
Really?
Yeah, because the rest of the week I show up with no makeup, sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. And you never fail to tell me.
What?
How ugly I look.
That you're dumb are two things that are just have no basis in
But then
reality.
When I do come in on Tuesdays with a full face of glam...
A full face of glam. Mm-hmm. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Here's exactly what I tell
Eventually,
you.
We'll get our own glam team.
I can't tell the difference between the days you wear makeup and the days you don't.
Oh, pish posh.
Because you're such a beautiful woman. Pish posh. That's what I tell you.
Well, thank you, Colin.
Yeah, you're welcome,
You
Judy.
Look...
It's your personality, really, that makes you so lovely. Right? You know, you're predictable, consistent, mm-hmm. just... The iconic, loving, you know, Taylor Swift type of personality.
What a great segue.
Isn't
you know,
that
Taylor
good?
Swift has had like 100 boyfriends.
I'm
so
aware
that's where
that
her and I don't really.
Now, why would we be talking about Taylor Swift this week?
Because she's dating.
In our report, don't tell yet, in our report from Hollywood. Our Hollywood insider update in the diamond biz. We've got a good diamond story about, well, let's see. We're going to cover a couple of things with that story this week. We're going to cover the Super Bowl. We're going to cover you covering a sporting event seems a little unusual, but you did get Super Bowl. So, you know, you've been doing your homework.
My first guess was going to be the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I know. I know it's difficult for you, but there we are. And then, so that will be our report from Hollywood, which will be at the end. And then we're going to start off with a hard truth. And in the middle, we're going to talk about a piece of jewelry and how they're created this week. And
Isn't
we're going
to
have
I
a
wanted
piece
to talk about
of the week.
Week.
What?
That's what I wanted to talk about last week. That's okay.
So what are you saying? This is your idea? Like what's going on? Is
it? I want a gold star.
Okay, we'll just wait for you to finish there.
Why?
Well, I don't want any more accidents like, yesterday. Anyway, so there you go. We're here. We're back. We're
episode
82. Do
you want both of your shoulders in the video?
I don't think both of my shoulders would fit. I have to turn sideways to go through doors now.
Oh,
so.
My God. Do you also have to suck in?
Like that. Well, I'm kind of a large human
Get in
being.
A little bit. Just a little bit. There we go.
Is that better?
They certainly do fit in the frame, Colin.
Do they?
Yeah.
Huh. You know what you do with shoulders like this?
I don't know.
When you have shoulders like these?
You brag about them?
Yeah, treat them like shoulders like these. And so they're, Anyway, let's not go there today.
So what is the hard truth today?
I do want to do a shirtless podcast, but you won't let me.
What is the hard truth today?
The hard truth is, look, here we're the Hard Truth Diamond Podcast, and we're trying to develop our podcast. We're getting more and more followers. It's getting more and more exciting. The issues to deal with are getting more and more interesting. But there's some hard truths that come down, and you know, if you're where we are every single day, I read all the news and everything going on. Well, here's a hard truth.
Me too.
Well, you do now that it has Hollywood to do with it. Here's a hard truth. Look, LVMH, and you've heard us talk about them before. Their watch line.
Oh, you want me to say it?
Yes. Yeah,
so
it.
Then I get it butchered?
Yeah.
Okay, Tag Heuer.
Tag Heuer.
Tag
you know,
Heuer.
Tag Heuer. For
I
the,
watched. I watch YouTube videos. So
Tag. Is that what it is? Tag Heuer.
Because they're Swiss. Tag.
Tag Heuer.
T-A-G Heuer.
Sounds a lot sexier as Tag Heuer than
right?
Tag Heuer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. Anyway, so let's go with Tag Heuer. And if anybody wants to correct us, please feel free. Like when you got corrected about how you said Surat. In not a very nice way either,
yeah,
right? That was a little
harsh.
So what Tag Heuer of LVMH and the biggest luxury brands in the world have decided now that they're going to use
lab-created diamonds. Yeah. And not just any lab-created diamonds, specifically colored laboratory-created diamonds.
Specifically?
Yellow.
Yellow.
They did use blue diamonds. Previously. They
That's used right.
pink.
That's right. And so, but the question is, why now? Do you know the answer? Because we had a client recently who wanted a 3-carat vivid yellow diamond from a laboratory.
From a mine initially.
And what happened was, well, she couldn't, because of the ridiculous prices for them, she couldn't get it from a mine. But now they're available in lab created. And what's interesting about it is the technology. And so we have never, at the Global Diamond Broker, we have never supplied lab created diamonds. And when we worked with this client, she had some time, and I kept saying, just be patient, wait, the technology's coming, the technology's coming, it's getting better. They almost look like they came out of a mine. And I think at the end of the day, the reason the white diamonds have done so incredibly well is because they look the same. In fact, as we know,
they are the same.
They're identical. Mm-hmm. Well, they couldn't match the colors, but now they can. Mm-hmm. And so this is what you're seeing, because there's visually no difference between a yellow diamond, and these are vivid yellow they're going to use, that comes out of a mine, that comes out of a laboratory, because the technology is caught up. And this is one of the challenges. You know, you'll see a lot of them writing about this. They'll talk about the technology they have to create their blue. Mm-hmm. Well, it's because the technology took time. Now it's here. And the same technology is what makes these things identical to a mine diamond. It's the reason that the powerful
Federal Trade Commission.
The Federal Trade Commission said, look, there's no difference. They're all grown. Just took a little bit of tweaking of the technology, and now they're using them in luxury. And this is one of the things we've talked about a lot. Look, if you don't think your lab-created diamond is a luxury product because of a lot of reasons, including its economical, environmental, and ethical attributes, then you would be wrong. Because that today, and this is a sustainable resource. This isn't mining. We're not, you know, as one of our clients put it, and I hate to say this, raping Mother Nature for her jewels. They're coming out of a laboratory. Imagine had I touched my microphone.
I would have lost my shit.
Right? You would have lost your shit. Anyway, so there we go. So that's the hard truth for all you mine diamond people who are going, oh, they'll never last. And, well, according to the largest luxury company in the world, LVMH, you can Google all this stuff, who, by the way, owns the Tiffany Diamond Corporation, is saying they are luxury. And if they say it, that's it.
Yeah. Well, they did announce that lab is luxury years ago. Now, is it 2 years
ago? It's been
a
couple of years ago since we
first
recorded on this.
And now they have started introducing colored lab diamonds, which is changing the
game. We're right about so many things.
Yeah, we are.
That was you that reported on that, wasn't it? In one of your little videos. And I don't mean little in a condescending way.
Well, you are quite condescending.
But you make it so easy.
Oh, so it's my fault.
It's your fault, right? Okay, so there's the hard truth for this week. So when we look at what's going on in the industry, now you've learned something again, is the fact that the technology is advancing, which means a couple of things. Number one, no one in the lab-created industry is sitting back going, oh, it's going to be costume jewelry. It's not, I can assure you. With the GIA certifying some of the most important lab growns in the world, it's not going to be costume jewelry. It's going to be a luxury product, which is so exciting from where I sit, particularly with the predictions we made. And again, we're pro-choice. We are whatever is important to you. If you want a diamond from a mine, but boy, I'll tell you this, it's getting harder and harder and harder to justify those prices. Mm-hmm. So that's it. That's my part, is the hard truth.
Okay, time for my part. Celebrity diamonds. Specifically, you're going to have to help me with this one.
I know.
Because it's sports related.
I'm ready.
So Valentine's Day came a little bit early for celebrity couple Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, which plays for the Kansas City Warriors.
Close.
Chiefs.
Yes. The Kansas City Chiefs.
And they actually won the game on Sunday night, which now allows them to play in the Super Bowl.
That's exactly
right.
How did
I do?
That was excellent.
Anyway, so Taylor Swift was seen rocking a diamond bracelet gifted to her by her boyfriend, Travis Kelce.
And she's at every single game. I don't know. This was probably... She goes to all the games. She's a big fan of the team. Mm-hmm. And Travis Kelce, by the way, you know, and you probably know this already, had 8 or 9 straight receptions in that win.
Oh, yeah, totally.
He's a tight end.
Yeah, the tightest.
He's a tight end on the team. And I'll bet I know the tight end you're thinking about on Travis Kelce. Probably the same one that Wetzard Taylor is. Mm. But the guy's really a lovely man, right? And he's setting some records as a receiver in the NFL. And the interesting thing about it is the fact that he's a tight end. Do you know what a tight end is, Judy?
No, please elaborate.
Okay, well, a tight end is just one of the positions that, you know, in the rules can catch the ball. It's at the very end of the line. It's not normally a position where you'd see the kind of receptions that Travis is getting. I believe he now holds the record for that those possessions. But now he's taking on some of the great receivers of all time in the NFL for total receptions in the playoffs and this sort of thing. So it's going to be an exciting Super Bowl. Do you know how they're playing?
No.
Yeah, that's a good way to answer any sports questions for you. You can hesitate, but no. It's the San Francisco 49ers.
That's what I was going to guess.
Right? So the problem that they would have with this sort of NFL final is that they're all in California. Oh, no, forgive me. I was not thinking Kansas City. I was thinking of a great receiver who played for another California football team. So I got a little mixed up there. But yeah, it's going to be exciting. Do you know where the Super Bowl takes place?
California?
The Super Bowl's in Las Vegas this year.
That was going to be my second guess.
There you go. It's going to be in Las Vegas where they have that wonderful new facility. It's so exciting. And let's see what happens. But okay. Yeah, so tell us about the bracelet.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Thank God we're off the sports side of it.
Well, the bracelet that Travis Kelce gifted to Taylor was encrusted with 4.5 carats of lab-created diamonds.
Was it lab-created? Mm-hmm. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I have to do a TikTok on that, don't I? Where, by the way, I don't know if you know, but one of our TikToks just went over 1 million views. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I'm starting to be somebody. I tell people in the diamond industry, it's taken me 41 years to become an overnight sensation. It's kind of cute, right? Yeah. And look, Travis Kelce thinks he's something.
So, yeah, it's pretty crazy that you are seeing celebrities and athletes out there rocking diamond jewelry from a lab. It's pretty incredible.
I can't believe that week after we start a story like this, we decide we're going to go Hollywood, that's the story. And that's a big...
What I didn't really love, though, is the gold, the carat gold, 14.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So speculate as to why. Bad choice by, by
bad choice by Travis Kelce. I'm thinking their relationship isn't going to last anymore.
Yeah, but. I do. How do you give her 14 karat gold?
Right, because we talk about all the time, high end luxury jewelry is almost always 18 karat.
Almost,
we almost exclusively only use
18 karat gold.
Anyways,
but let's not just leave that. Why? Why would it be 18 karat gold?
Why would it be 14 karat gold?
Over 14 karat gold.
Oh, okay.
So first of all, do you know how much of 18 karat gold is actually gold and not alloy?
75.
That's right. Look at you. Is it really? That's right. Yeah. Pure gold and 18 karat gold is 75%. In 14 karat gold, it's
50.
No, I think it's more like 50. It's quite a bit down there. And one of the myths...
What? I said 50.
Oh, did you? I have my headset on, so I couldn't hear you.
You're also hard of hearing because you're... Anyways.
Because I'm what?
Nothing.
Sitting too close?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By the way, I asked you to change that perfume.
I'm wearing a different one today.
You know, we may have to hang some signs out here about the perfumes that come through the door.
Why?
It actually smells so lovely, Judy.
I know. It's a really popular scent.
What is it?
It's Baccarat Rouge.
Baccarat Rouge. For all of you that want to smell like Judy. Mm-hmm. And what was the odor when you came in here today that you were talking about?
Stinky feet.
Stinky feet. So I am wearing my flip-flops. People may not know this.
And I have a new nickname for Colin. His name is Tingers because he has toe fingers. Fingers as toes.
You know, the things you find to laugh about. It's kind of disturbing.
Okay, Tingers, let's continue.
Do you know
on.
What size my feet are?
12.
Nope.
13.
Nope.
13 and a half.
Yep. 13 and a half.
Yeah.
6'3", 250, ripped. Thick.
Okay, Tingers, what were
you
we talking about?
Go to my personal and see. My personal Instagram. What, Tingers?
We need to get back on track here.
Do I have a nickname for you?
Oh, my God.
What's happening?
Let me know when you're ready to get back on track.
Okay, well, get back. It's just, like this little seriously. Behavior that you do. Is like, last night I said, what's my hand doing? And you just flip out anytime anybody has anything. It's like, you're going to run away.
Okay.
Run, Jude. Run. Don't call me Jude.
So the reason that high-end luxury companies use 18 karat gold over 14 karat gold is?
Do you know?
Well, I'm asking you.
Okay, well, let me tell you. One of the reasons is portable wealth. Okay, so if we go to a country like India, a lot of the gold is 22 karat. Mm-hmm. And what it allows you to do is allows you to carry your wealth with you.
Okay. So wearable wealth is what you're saying?
So this is one aspect of when gold became popular and jewelry started to become popular is you could have your money with you. You didn't need to worry about a safe. You didn't need to worry about any of those things. You always had something of value. For example, if I was going to send my daughter traveling, I would give her something that she could easily, and gold's the easiest one to convert
to liquidate.
Right? To convert into cash if mm-hmm. you ever got into trouble. And the other side of that is the luster, apparently. Now, I'm not, but this is what the high-end jewelers will tell you, is the luster of the 18 carat over the 14 carat, because remember, there's that so much more, you know, alloy or filler in 14 carat. The luster tends to hide scratches better. It matures better as a metal. It's just pure gold. So it's the difference that real quality makes, I feel, in a piece of jewelry. And if you go to Harry Winston or, you know, I think even still Tiffany, although they're getting off the track of being a fine luxury jeweler and have been off the track for a while, you'll see almost everything is 18 karat gold for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
And gold's not inexpensive these days either. So, you know, when it used to be, when I started in the business, it was, you know, $600 an ounce. Not so anymo. Anyway, So that's why they use 18 karat gold. That's why the high-end jewelers. And we prefer to. If a client says, look, for other reasons, I want to use a lower karat gold, that's...
Again, or even platinum. Sometimes we
platinum's get... a nice metal, too, yeah, as it well. Is. It's interesting because gold and platinum now are kind of the same price, where platinum used to be the one that everybody sought.
But whatever you want, we do recommend 18 karat.
So we just made a ring this week with the 2-carat DVVS marquee with diamonds down the side, Marquise. Which is a stunning sign. You'll see it.
Marquise.
You'll see it on our website, on our Instagram, mm-hmm. Marquise, mm-hmm. starting today. Did we film it yet? It's a stunning ring, custom made in our design studio.
Marquise are becoming very popular lately.
Yeah. It's amazing the shift in stones in the world when for so long it seemed to all be round brilliance.
And then ovals.
And then ovals. And then emerald cuts.
And then emerald cuts.
Yeah. It's a different world in the jewelry industry in a lot of ways these days. But still design, the love of design, the mm-hmm. creation of design is a big part of that industry.
Right.
So there we go. That's there we the go. Our piece of the week will be up. Should we call it the piece of the week?
I don't know. We'll think about it.
You'll make the final decision, though, right?
Of course.
Of course. And if I say anything, what'll happen?
I'll yell and scream at
right?
you.
Right? And stomp your feet and go, I'm leaving if I don't get my way. And even if she doesn't say it, it's what happens. Anyway, so there. Did we cover all our subjects?
Yes, we did.
I love the one about the NFL. For you to have an NFL story and know what you're talking about... is so impressive.
I know. I had to research it. But.
We've talked about the hard truth, the yellow diamonds, and what's happening there. We've talked about our piece of the week and that we make and manufacture. You know, one of the things I like to remind our clients of is this young lady who's getting engaged with this engagement ring, and it's stunning. They work together as a couple to design it and make it. We create it. We have a designer, Kimmy Bosley, on staff who's been amazing. Designing with us for 15
amazing.
Years. Amazing. Like the sketches she does are something that you will frame and put up on the wall, literally, in your home. And from there, we create every ring, one of a kind, one at a time, for you. For the client. And so no one's ever tried your ring on before. When we make them, we normally know the size of the ring. So we even make it in the exact size. It's the ultimate, I guess, in luxury in a new world in the diamond industry. And you're going to be hearing a lot more about that luxury very, very soon from us. Because we have a website coming finally. I know you all hear about Rare Rock all the time. We're finally getting to the point where we actually have enough staff now where we can actually get focused and create the brand. So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. So more than just brokering our diamonds, we're going to offer the jewelry we create in a very big way. And really, the market we're going after is that luxury market. But we're brokers. We will be the first company in the world to guarantee the beauty of your diamond forever. In writing, there will never be a more beautiful diamond if that's what's important to you. And the other thing is...
Which it should be.
It should be. It's really the only return on these things. Good point. You're getting so good at this, eh?
Thanks.
Now that you're not feeling sorry for yourself all that... Oh, is that outside voice? Which it should be. You're right again. The other aspect of it is we're brokers. So you'll the world's most beautiful diamonds
at prices that defy comparison all across the
all
globe.
Across the globe. Why would you pay more? It's a new luxury in the world.
Go watch our latest TikTok video. Colin did on a price comparison.
Yeah. Did we put that one up yet? Your best work, the price one?
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
It will goes come up tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're hard at work back here. Judy does an amazing job. You will see her best work on that TikTok video. And if it's not there, you can go see it on Instagram on our stories because it'll be there forever.
Yeah.
Like that one with me in the pink shirt is, which I don't really care for, to tell you the truth.
I'll get over it.
You should have told me to suck it in.
Oh, my God.
Right? Anyway, I have to live with it now. Okay, there we go. I think terrific podcast. Thank you for your contribution this week. So good, so timely. If you go on, well, if you go on the company's TikTok right now and see the stories, it's almost all the NFL. Because that's what I enjoy most. So when I'm checking
TikTok. Oh, is that why?
Yeah, that's why it's all coming up.
That's not what the subjects were last time I looked at their TikTok.
That was quite a while ago, though. So it's not.
Yeah, let's not talk
about okay.
that. Okay. Okay, yeah. see you next week, everyone.
You used to complain to me about that, saying people will know what you're watching. I used to talk like that, too.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye, guys. See you next week. This is 82. Look forward to 83.